With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving. Urban Meyer and his ridiculous quotes, dodging questions, and now apparently going to educate youth on character and leadership. No, that's not a headline from like The Onion or something. No, it's also not April Fool's Day. That's actually a real thing that is happening at Ohio State because, of course. And look, if you want to take a text in, at 97136. I'm not going to spend much time on it because it's just, it's laughable and it's so Ohio State, it's cringeworthy. But if you do want to text in any suggestions for what courses Urban Meyer should actually realistically be teaching at Ohio State, feel free to send those in at 97136. I can get to those a little bit later in the show. It is the Bogey and Wojo show, though. We're leading up to Red Wings hockey coming your way at 640, so I don't want to waste a whole lot of time. I want to get right into a question on the Detroit Lions. And maybe before the end of the show, we could get to the Caron Higdon, you know, everyone all angry that these guys are sitting out stupid bowl games. Maybe we'll have time to do that. I don't know. But I want to know where Lions fans' mindset and faith is at this point, okay? As we move forward, because the season's done. You know, these next two games, like, I hope no one goes to Ford Field on Sunday. I hope you, if you do go, you boo the crap out of these losers. The organization deserves it. They don't deserve our respect, okay? But as we move forward, you know, the focus is the offseason and next year. And there's going to be a lot of, you know, moving parts. You know, Matt Patricia could potentially be firing some of his staff and making some changes, bringing in some new guys. Matthew Stafford, most likely, I mean, Jim Bob Cooter has to go. So most likely Matthew Stafford going to have a new offensive coordinator. Could be a new offense and maybe a new philosophy of how they want to do things, right? You also have Bob Quinn, who's going to have a lot of money to spend this offseason. There's going to be a lot of expensive veterans that you'll be moving on from. And you have the entire NFL draft and then free agency to upgrade the talent base of this team, okay? So again, a lot of moving parts as we start to look ahead with the Detroit Lions. I want to know this. Answer me this, if you will. If you have to hit your wagon to one guy, and that one guy, like, you have the most faith that he is going to be able to turn it on and do a much better job in 2019 than he did in 2018, who's your guy? Is it Matthew Stafford? Is it Matt Patricia, or is it Bob Quinn? The phone number is 248-529-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. And again, as I said, there's a lot of, you know, things that are going to be happening. So, you know, there's reasons why Matthew Stafford could potentially be better than what we saw this year. There could be reasons why Matt Patricia might be a better head coach next year than he was this year. And I already pointed out, you know, Bob Quinn and why he could potentially, you know, have a huge offseason and a much better 2019 than 2018. Who's your guy at this point? The one that, even if it's only a small amount of faith, you have the most faith in to turn things around in 2019 as opposed to the crap that we saw this year? 248-539-9797 and ticket text is at 97136. This one's, it's actually kind of easy for me because Matthew Stafford is a guy that has had countless offensive coordinators, has had many head coaches. Oddly enough, every single one of them now has been fired. You know, is that his fault necessarily? Eh, some of the blame obviously falls on his shoulders. I don't have this belief that Stafford is suddenly going to, you know, become a great quarterback, right? That's something that I think it sailed away, I think, a couple of seasons ago, but this year is really what put, you know, the final nail in the coffin, right? Like a lot of people started to kind of just jump ship and be like, number nine isn't that sweet, right? So it couldn't be Stafford for me. With Patricia, he does strike me as a guy that isn't prepared to be a head coach. And I know that you can sit there and go, well, Kyle, maybe he'll have it figured out in year two. You know, rookie head coach, you know, a guy that, you know, just maybe he'll figure it out. I don't believe that. I do think that he, to a certain degree, has had issues, you know, dealing with players and dealing with things in the locker room. I don't like the fact that he focuses so much on, you know, what, the statement that he made in regards to practicing in the snow. Like, why are you responding to that? Just bird brain things that I don't think an NFL head coach should be doing, right? So it's not him. To me, I'll give my, at least a little bit of faith to Bob Quinn in the sense that he seemed to be playing, at least this year, more of the long ball game than the immediate got to win now, got to get it done in year one with my boy Matt Patricia as head coach, right? Like, he did cut Eric Ebron last offseason. Didn't replace him, you know, with anyone, with anything. Why didn't he do that? He tried, apparently, to get Rob Gronkowski. That fell through. He didn't want to just give money to anyone just to fill a need, you know, heading into this season. Maybe he'll fill that this offseason. You know, you look at the holes that the Lions had, particularly on the defensive line. He waited. He didn't do anything until they acquired Snacks Harrison in the middle of the year, thinking that, you know what, he's going to be under team control for the foreseeable future. He's going to be a guy that can be right there as an anchor for the Lions defense. The Golden Tate trade, wasn't thinking about this year, was thinking about that sexy third round pick that he's going to get his hands all over in the NFL draft. Countless veterans that you can, you know, get rid of. Ziggy Ansah and his, what, $17 million, you know, a cap hit because he was franchised. Gone. There's going to be an opportunity for Bob Quinn to really put his stamp on this roster. And I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's made some puzzling signings, sure. He's also made some solid ones. Got Marvin Jones, you know, at a discount, really, when he ultimately came here. Kenny Golladay factors in big time in the future. Same with Kerryon Johnson. Now, he's had some bad misses. Tez Tabor should be cut most likely this offseason. You can't miss on second-round picks when you're trying to upgrade the talent base, especially here in Detroit when there isn't a whole lot to begin with. But Bob Quinn is going to have, he's almost got like this blank canvas, right? And he has all of these different, you know, paintbrushes and colors and maybe some crayons if you're into that kind of thing. And he's going to be able to illustrate and draw this beautiful, you know, piece. Now, whether it ends up being worth $10 and they have another bad year, or whether it ends up becoming, you know, something that you can actually look at and go, wow, this is actually pretty good. And it might be leading somewhere if you're the Lions. I don't know. But I'll at least say, okay, Bob Quinn has that blank canvas. Give him a shot. Give him this draft. Give him the cap room. And let's see what happens. The phone number is 248-539-9797. I want to get to the phones. But if you had to put the most faith in one guy that is going to turn it around in 2019 for the Lions, or turn it on, if that's how you like to phrase it, are you going with Matthew Stafford, Matt Patricia, or Bob Quinn? Let's go to Sammy on a cell. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Sammy.
Bogey, what's up, man?
Howdy, howdy. What's up, Sammy?
I'm going to take a wild card. I'm going to put all my eggs in the bogey basket. I think you are the person I have my faith in. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa. I would not do that, my friend. I don't want to let you down.
Look, I mean, the bar's pretty low, right?
That's actually true. I'm all about low expectations. Yes.
That's what we have here in Detroit. I think you got to put it with Quinn. I mean, I don't have any faith in Stafford, and I have no faith in Patricia. I just don't understand how his brain works. He just talks in circles, and he just doesn't say anything, and I haven't seen anything to change my opinion on that. So I hope they draft well, and I hope they pick up some good free agents, but, I just think we're doomed with this team. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, and Sammy, the way I look at it too is it might not be Patricia really coaching guys up. It might not be Matthew Stafford, elevating his play to a certain point next year. But if Bob Quinn can just go out there and give more, more talent, put more talent on this roster, on this depth chart, and out there on the field, there is a chance that if you get enough quality players, that they could just end up, performing and changing things around more so than, like I said, Stafford or Patricia just being phenomenal.
I mean, it's possible. I just don't know how you... I mean, Patricia talks about winning culture and trying to win these next two games. Like, what's he talking about? A winning culture is making the playoffs. That's where the bar is. When you don't make the playoffs, then who cares about these meaningless games? Give the backups a chance to play.
I totally agree. Sammy, I agree. I just, what do you want them to say? Like, I guarantee that Darius Slay was asked, all these people are saying that you guys need to go out there and lose and blah, blah, blah. What is Darius Slay going to say? Of course he's going to go out there and give it his all, and winning is important and blah, blah, blah. They'll do their, coach speak and whatnot, even though we all understand, what we're saying. You're not saying to go out there and give 75% on the football field and get, your head kicked in. No. You are saying, okay, sit Matthew Stafford. Sit your starters. They did it with Kerryon Johnson. Why aren't they doing it with Matthew Stafford? Why shouldn't they do it with a guy like Snacks Harrison, who actually is hurt, so it looks like he might not even play anyway? But shut everyone down and just be done with it and move on. And start to look to 2019, because you want to build a winning culture? Losing to the Jets, losing to the 49ers, getting back into things at 500 at 3-3 and then losing three straight by double digits, that's not how you build a winning culture. You failed this year. Maybe next year you'll have the opportunity to do it, but I'm with you. These next two games, that's no indication as to what we could see moving forward. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. You gotta put all, I like the way that caller said it. You got to put all your eggs in one basket. Of the three baskets that you have, Matthew Stafford, Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, whose basket are you putting your eggs in heading into 2019 to have a much better year than they did this year?
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.